Mandy.
I'm trying not to crunch my crackers and my microphone.
Crunch
We
away.
might have people with what's it called? Misanthonia. They hate to hear people eat.
Hopefully not.
Sorry, y'all.
I'm just glad to be here. Let me tell
It's been a journey.
it's been a journey of the roads we
It's
have
been a
traveled.
journey. Been a journey. Yes, I think when last we left, I think we hung up quickly because the dog had to poop. So we did not disclose that I was heading to New York for the weekend. Got up, my alarm was set for like 4:15 or something ungodly.
Ouch.
Left my house at 5 a.m., which, wasn't real sure how Mercy was going to react to that. When I opened her crate door, she looked at me like, "What are you doing? It's the middle of the night." But, and how it is when you leave your children or your animals, and you have to have like everything set up, and it's like a house of cards. So I get to the airport. I was flying out of Destin, which I haven't done in a minute, and it was dark and raining. And I live in a place where there's like very little covered parking available at an airport. So if it's raining, you just get soaking wet. So there I am already, soaking wet. It's fine. It's fine. We're fine. Get to Nashville. I had a long layover in Nashville. I'm on a Zoom call. And I get a text from the dog sitter who was going to go by and let Mercy out on her way to work that she has been in a fender bender and so she cannot get to my house before she has to be at work. So then I launch into, okay, who can I call? So called my friend Jetty, who has adopted one of my previous dogs, and she comes and lets Mercy out. Mercy poops 4 times. 4 times, y'all.
Magical, magical.
Thank goodness it was Jetty who understands why we're runners. So anyway, then my sister joins me in Nashville. We get to New York, all's well and good. Go to dinner with our loyal listener Allison, who listens in spurts. Like she listens when she drives to Georgia from Brooklyn, and so she'll be hearing this particular episode. I don't know, probably in August.
Love
But we had a lovely dinner in February, didn't we, Allison?
it.
Then the next day, listen, New York was balmy on that Saturday. I was walking around in a short sleeve sweater without my coat on.
That.
Went and had a lovely dinner at a new restaurant. It was real average. It wasn't that lovely. It's a beautiful room. The food was quite average. In Rockefeller Center, because that night we went and saw Jason Isbell at Radio City Music Hall.
Amazing.
Super fun. Concert was great. He played both of my favorite songs, Different
Good.
Days and Relatively Easy. It's as if he knew it was my birthday.
He
And then I start
knew.
looking around this room, and I kept looking around the room and telling my sister, like, look at all these people. Can you believe all these people know who Jason Isbell is and also like him enough to have bought tickets? And then I start looking, thinking, all these people are going to be leaving at the same time we are, and we're going to have a hard time getting a cab. So Jason always does 3 songs for an encore, and one of them is a cover, typically. Well, he played a cover. You know it's winding up, and he plays a cover, and I was like, well, wait a minute, maybe he's not gonna do
An
his
encore.
typical encore. Maybe Radio City Music Hall has different rules. And so I said, I think we might need to leave. And my sister's like, no, it's fine, we can stay, we can stay, let's stay. Well, then he starts playing Cover Me Up as after he played the cover, and I was like, oh, this is it, this is the finale, let's go. And she was like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, let's get out of here. So we're walking up the aisle, and there's like a drunk man in the aisle, and he grabs my sister who's in front of me, and he's like, you can't leave during this song. And I just said, spoiler alert, he left her.
I was about to say, if he can leave, we
If
can
y'all aren't
leave.
familiar, if you aren't familiar with Cover Me Up, it's a beautiful love song that Jason
Beautiful.
wrote for his ex-wife.
Yep.
Just didn't hit the same, y'all. Anyway, so we got out of there. We got a cab, lickety split. Great. As soon as we walked out of the door, Julie and I are both looking at our phones, and we have a text that our flight has been canceled. Our flight on Monday. This is Saturday night. Our flight on Monday has already been canceled. So we were just like, well, fra-la-la, what do we do? So we rebooked for Tuesday, leaving at like 10 a.m. That was going to get me home like probably 10 p.m. I can't remember. But that was the plan. All right, one more night in the hotel. We offered to change hotels because, of course, we had gotten a nice hotel. It's my birthday. We were going to be there, whatever. No, stay in the same hotel. It's fine. So, Sunday, it started snowing at about probably like 10:30, maybe. And it wasn't sticking because remember, I had been walking around in a short sleeve sweater the day before. So it wasn't really sticking. It wasn't snowing that hard. We met my friend Leslie, who lives in the West Village. We met her for brunch. And I was basically like, Leslie, what do we need to be doing? And she's like, okay, well, when we leave here, I'm going to walk y'all. We're going to walk to the grocery store. Then y'all, get some things. Just get some things to have. We had a refrigerator. We did not have a microwave or a coffee maker. They have a great coffee bar in the downstairs of the hotel, but. So we got some yogurt and some hummus, that kind of stuff. We had already ordered Levain cookies. So they had already been delivered. We were
Love it.
stocked with the delicious cookies.
Yes.
And then we had gotten some pastries the day before. So, we were good. We were set. So we had brunch with Leslie, and then we went back to the hotel for a minute, and then we decided to go see Ragtime, y'all. And I was hesitant. I tried to make it work for Friday night, but I was just afraid we were going to be late and we wouldn't be able to get there in time because Joshua Henry, who is the lead, doesn't do the Sunday matinees. And would it have been better with Joshua Henry? Joshua Henry? Yes, it would have been better with Joshua Henry, but it was amazing
Sure, it
even without
was.
him. I cried three times.
Love it.
Three times I cried.
Great show.
The fact that it is a story set in 1906 and it is so relevant for our times, oh,
I know.
heartbreaking. Right here,
And
right here.
Joshua Henry could sing our show notes and they would be spectacular. So I hate that you missed him, but I'm sure the understudies are just as fantastic. I mean, that's part of New York theater.
Yeah, it was amazing. And that theater was great. It's a little theater up at Lincoln Center.
Okay. I've never been to a
And
show
it's.
there.
Well, I've sung in Lincoln Center twice,
Of
Katie,
course you have,
if you must
ma'am.
know.
I don't sing, so there we go.
But those are those concerts are like in a big hall. That was like an Alice Tully Hall. This is a little theater. I mean, it's a little theater. It's not like, an off-Broadway theater. It was built, so there's really not a bad seat in So listen, y'all, I just can't recommend
I love it.
Ragtime enough. The
I
visual,
love it.
the way they use the stage was fascinating because it is kind of smaller. So, they had to be creative in how they did that. It's really just beautiful. Highly recommend it. So we did that. We came out of that and then it was snowing and sticking to the point that it was a little bit touch and go getting a car. But we had decided to go get some pizza for dinner. And Julie was like, "Do you think we need to get it to go?" I was like, "No, we're gonna have one more meal in a restaurant before we get stuck. Like, we're fine." So we went to this great pizza place on the Lower East Side. They were running a special that if you got two pizzas, you got a free bottle of wine. So I had a free bottle of wine.
There we
I didn't
go.
drink it all. And then we got in a cab and went back to the hotel where we stayed. Until about 2 o'clock the next day. And it was fine. The problem being the coffee shop did not open.
Ooh.
because the mayor had implemented a travel ban and non-essential people were told to stay home. And guess what? Coffee apparently is not essential.
I would disagree with that sentiment, but the people are more valuable than coffee.
They are,
But
but
I
listen,
say it's essential.
coffee is essential.
It is essential
So
to life.
anyway, we were then we get then when is that when we when did we get the notice? It was late Sunday night. Not late. It was like 7:30 Sunday night that we got the notice that our flight on Tuesday had been canceled. So we had rebooked for 6 o'clock Wednesday morning. So Monday, we did eventually, after it stopped snowing at around 2, we ventured out and walked like a block to the Empire Diner, where I drank a latte in approximately 3 sips and then got a Bloody Mary.
Amen, sister. Amen.
So yeah, so had that meal, which was nice, and then just went back to the hotel. I ate leftover pizza. Just stay in the hotel. And then
Yeah.
Monday, was that? Yeah, that was, no, that was Monday. That
That
was
was
Monday.
Monday. Yeah.
Then Tuesday, when, at this point, we live in New York now.
Yep.
I've been trying to get into this little Italian place in the West Village called Via Carota for 1,000 years and had done the thing on Resy where you can say notify me. And so I like woke up at 1 in the morning and I had a notify me from Via Carota that we could go to lunch. So I was like, book it. So yeah, so Tuesday we got up and we went to lunch at Via Carota. I might have had 3 glasses of wine with lunch.
Love it.
And then we walked around the West Village, which we had already done, but we walked around some more. And then we went to the Frank and Eileen store, which is uptown. It's on the Upper East Side. And so then we popped into Central Park for a minute. It was just lovely. It
I
was
love
lovely.
that. My concern hearing all of this is, did you have enough clothes?
So, yes,
Okay.
I had only packed worn like the Old Navy equivalent of the scuba, like the scuba material.
Okay.
Our listener Elizabeth had told me I really needed to get the Old Navy version of that. So I had worn that pants and a sweatshirt to fly up. And then I had brought with me one pair of jeans and one pair of corduroys and a skirt. I wore the jeans on Saturday and just kept the same outfit on all day long Saturday, which was a good call.
Yeah.
And then I wore my pants the rest of the time, and I did. I had enough shirts
Love it.
that I could rotate, and then flew home in the same outfit I had flown up
There we go.
in. So worked out great.
I mean, you were in a great shopping place, but still, like, I was sitting here thinking, gosh, I probably wouldn't have had enough clothes to last that
Well,
long.
the shoes, because once we decided to walk around, not everybody has shoveled their sidewalk.
Right.
And I had almost packed or had almost worn my duck boots, which are my snow boots, because I live in Florida.
Yeah.
But the forecast when we left was not that bad. And so I
Right.
was like, no, I'm fine. So I did have 2 pairs of sorrels. I had my tennis shoes, which are water, they're not like they're water resistant, probably.
Right.
And then I also had a pair of like Chelsea style boots.
Okay.
That are the same. They're waterproof. So, and they did me right. They did me right.
That's great.
My sister had bought some snow boots on Saturday when we were in Soho. So she had actual snow boots.
Yeah.
So I would let her lead the way and discover the hidden puddles that I could then avoid.
Love it.
But yeah, so we did fine. So then we get up Tuesday morning in the middle of the night. It was 3:45 Eastern time, which is 2:45 Central time, y'all. And we go downstairs and we get in our Uber to the airport. The security line is 3 miles long. But we got through it fine. We get
Good.
to our gate, we sit down, take a breath, get on the plane. Like, didn't even go get a coffee. Like, it was cut that close. So we just got on the plane. They closed the doors. We push back from the gate, and the bottom falls out, snowing again.
Oh my God, Mandy.
And my sister had fallen asleep. So when she wakes up an hour later, and there are people walking on the plane, she's like, she texts me. She said, "Did we take off?" I was like, "Have you had a stroke?" "No, what are you talking about?" She said, "I fell asleep." She didn't know where we were. She didn't know what was happening. I said, "No, honey, we're right
Still
where we
in New
were when you fell
York.
asleep." So they switched which runway everybody was going off of. But then by that time, we had to go back and get more gas and get de-iced again. And at that point, they let us off the plane. So we did go get some coffee, at least at that point. But it was 4 hours. It was 4 hour delay. At which point I had missed my connection in Nashville. But I was
Oh my
like,
God.
that's fine. That's fine. There's a flight that leaves at 5:20 going back into Destin. It'll be fine. As we're going into Nashville to land, I get a text that says they have rebooked me on a flight on Thursday morning from Nashville. That would be Katie because the 5:20 flight was full.
Oh God.
So I'm like, screw this. I'm just renting a car. I'll rent a car and drive home from Nashville. It's fine. That's what I'm going to do. Well, then thankfully, my scheduler brain kicked in and I thought, well, wait, let me see if they have any flights into Panama City. And then I can rent a car in Panama City and drive to Destin, which is a whole lot better than Nashville to Santa Rosa. So that's what I ended up doing. I booked on a flight later that afternoon into Panama City. I rented a car, and then it dawned on me, even again, that I didn't have to go all the way to Destin that night. I could just go home because the next day I had an appointment with a new ENT over close to the airport. So it worked out great.
Look at
Went and
that.
dropped, got my, well, went and dropped the car off, got my car, went to the ENT, then I went to get my allergy shot. It was just great. Just great. Just another $174. What was money? What's
What
money?
was
Doesn't
money?
matter at this
What is
point.
money? And I love that you have a new ENT.
Well,
Well,
yeah, we'll
oh,
see.
okay. All right.
My PA, who was my primary care provider when all the sinus stuff started, I already kind of had a bad feeling about her just because she tended to blame everything on BMI. And then when all the sinus stuff started, she totally blew me off. So I had fired her. Well, guess who has been hired as the new PA at the ENT's office? And guess who I'm going to see for my follow-up? Because the PA that I saw when I went last week is about to be on maternity leave. I give up. I give up. I give up. So anyway, so that was my adventure in New York.
I mean, fra la frickin' law.
And listen, so I spent all weekend doing nothing. Should I have worked one of those days? Yes. Should I have worked both of those days? Yes. But I didn't. I figured out about the time I got home that I had a brief due in Moultrie on Monday. And I didn't want to ask. The last time I had a brief due in Moultrie, I had a colleague helped me get it filed and it was just too much. So I just decided I needed to get it done in FedEx. Had to have it at the UPS store by 4:30 on Friday. And I got home late Wednesday night. So I had to get that done. So I was just exhausted. So I really didn't do anything all weekend and rested. I took three naps both days, like the whole nine yards.
Good.
Take Mercy out for the last time Sunday night at about 10:30. And there's a wad of like plastic wrap. It was like
Wow.
somebody had unwrapped a sandwich or, a cupcake or something. Who knows what it was. But they had just dropped this wad right outside our door to our building. She snaps it up. And she doesn't always, this is the problem with her. Sometimes she does this, but not always. If she always did it, I would always be on high alert. But she doesn't. Sometimes she'll just walk right by something and not pay any attention to it. Well, she snapped this up. So the whole time we're walking around the green, I'm thinking, okay, she's going to get distracted in a minute and she's going to drop it. I'm
Yep.
trying to offer her treats to give it to
Yeah.
me. I give her like a whole handful of food. She thinks about it real hard, but no, she's because at this point she knows I want it.
Yep. They know.
So we get all the way back up here, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to give her a whole bowl of food. And she thought about it, but that wasn't enough. So I had a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, God.
So I pull out, she can't have chicken. She's allergic to it. Doesn't at this point, I'm getting desperate because I'm like, if she swallows this entire wad of plastic,
You're gonna
because
have to have
y'all,
surgery. Yeah.
while I was gone, the poor pet sitter who had had a fender bender, let's remember, then had to stay an extra 2 days. She takes to me at one point and she, because I had started her on some diarrhea medicine right before I left. She's a vet tech and had took Mercy with her to one of the, because she works at two clinics,
Yeah.
took Mercy with her to one of those clinics, and that doctor had said, yeah, that's not working. Why don't you try this? So she had bought her another med while I was gone. So she's on like two different diarrhea medicines. And Alexa said when she barked, she would shart. That's what we're dealing with. And this dog now has a giant wad of plastic in her mouth.
Itter and well, I mean, at least she wouldn't short. There's no way it was getting through.
So I
Oh,
offer the piece of chicken. She picks the piece of chicken up. She realizes, like, okay, I can't swallow the chicken with the plastic. She puts the plastic down, but as soon as I pretend to reach for it, she snaps it right back up with the chicken, swallows it all.
frick.
At
With
which
the
point I'm like,
chicken.
do I have to go to the emergency vet? And I'm trying to talk myself into the fact that I don't. I mean, Etta ate a whole bag of hot dog buns one time.
Right.
Like, this is, but who knows what was in the plastic? The dog's already sharting.
She's
Like,
allergic to
we gotta go.
everything.
We
Yeah.
gotta go to the emergency vet.
Yeah.
So we load up, drive to Destin to the emergency vet. $350 later,
Whew.
within about 2 minutes, the dog had thrown it up. Anyway, that was fun.
I mean, you can't catch a break these days.
But hey, guess what, y'all? Remember last year when the Braves' new free agent signing got popped for steroids and suspended for half the
Yes.
season? Yesterday, I get an ESPN alert, and all I could see was, just part of the alert, and it said Jurickson Profar. And I'm like, oh shit.
What did
So I
he
go to try to open it to read the whole thing. It takes, I don't know if y'all have these ESPN alerts, but it sometimes it takes forever for that to load.
forever?
And the whole time I'm thinking, I can't wait to tell Casey and Kelly that I was worried that he was going to get busted for steroids again. Oh, guess what he was? And now he's suspended for the whole year.
Again, he did it again.
He did it again, Katie.
How old is this fella? Is his frontal lobe fully formed?
Oh, yeah, he's like 32.
Oh, come on.
Did it again. And what doesn't make any sense is he got the big contract. He's guaranteed that money. It doesn't matter if he strikes out every at bat, he is guaranteed that money. By doing what he has done, he forfeited half of his salary last year, and now he will not get any of his salary this year.
Does he have a wife?
I think he is married.
I hope she gave him a talking to.
Listen, I just can't even. So anyway, there's the good news. But hey, listen, the World Baseball Classic starts tomorrow.
I can't wait. Okay, so it starts tomorrow. I need to do a
Starts
little.
tomorrow. There some games are already being played, but
Where do we
the
watch
real
it?
thing, on all the different Fox affiliates. So
Okay.
the US plays tomorrow night on Fox.
Okay.
But then you can also watch on like FS1,
Okay.
Fox Sports, like all those sorts of things. So, but yeah, tomorrow night on Fox,
Okay.
the US plays. The US really has a good chance. Their position players, they're loaded. They're loaded. They had scored, I think, 8 runs just after 3 pitches yesterday in their exhibition game against the Giants. The pitching, and we actually have more pitching than we typically do because it's hard to get the pitchers to participate in the World Baseball Classic. But we have Tarek Skubal, who won the Cy Young for the American League. We have Paul Skenes, who won the Cy Young for the National League.
Love
Both of them are
Paul.
going. Skubal has already said he's just going to pitch one game and then go back to spring training. So he's not going to have any big impact. He's going to pitch against Great Britain, who we were going to beat if I pitched against them.
Right. I was
But
about to
that's
say, can
the
Great Britain even field a team?
right. Last time in the World Baseball Classic, they had apparently they had iron-on letters on their uniform because they started like falling off during the tournament. But so
Got
it's
it.
the teams to watch are the United States, of course, the Japanese team,
Of course.
because we got Shohei.
Yep.
I think Yamamoto also went out, who's now a pitcher with the Dodgers. That's really good. They've got the Chicago Cubs, Seiya Suzuki, is there as well. So they're loaded, and they won it last time. And then, but the other team everybody is talking about is the team from the Dominican Republic.
I was gonna say probably Dominican or Cuban. I guess Cuba's probably not even there, but Dominican, yeah. That was gonna be
No,
my guess.
Cuba is participating
Oh.
because one of their coaches and one of their pitchers were denied entry to the United States yesterday. Because that's who we are. So anyway, yeah, the Dominican lineup is like a bunch of big dogs.
Stacked,
So but yeah, so that'll be fun.
yeah,
That's
so
gonna be
excited.
fun to watch.
Yes, very excited.
Jurickson Profar is on the Netherlands team, which is coached by Andrew Jones and also has Ozzie Albies.
Love it.
You're just gonna have to wait a minute. She's asking to go out.
Yeah, mine
Hopefully
are
she won't shark.
breathing heavily over here.
But you had some fun
Always
too,
do.
Katie. Tell us about your trip.
So, yes, I had a great trip. Nashville was cold at first. I was not prepared or packed for that. But I got up there. I have been asked, I think we talked about this last time. I've been asked to be one of the South Georgia representatives, as a disaster response person. So anytime there's a hurricane, a tornado, we can now mobilize, and I know how to do that. And I was trained on how to do that this past week in Nashville. But all of the disaster response teams from all over the Southeast jurisdiction met. And so that's why I was in Nashville. But I went up a day early and I got some great recommendations from Mandy, which are all now in my favorites. But it was really, really great. I have added to my skill set. Not only do I know how to drive a forklift, but I now know how to tarp a roof. I will not be tarping a roof, but I can now look at one and tell if it's done properly. You're welcome, world.
Come to Florida.
Well, yeah, there were Florida reps there. I mean, there's a Alabama, West Florida was represented. There are tons of people. You know, that's gonna be happening very soon. And so it was a great trip though. I really enjoyed it. I love Nashville. I'll give you the rundown in my favorites of where I ate and where I shopped and all those things, but it was really, really great. I loved it. It was just a nice chance to get away. But of course, Mandy, in true dog fashion, mine had bloody stool the day I left, so she spent the first day at the vet with the vet tech, who was my dog sitter, or is my dog sitter. She's fine.
Listen,
Everything's
y'all,
fine.
get you a vet tech dog sitter.
Yep, we're all fine. Everybody's fine. She's lost some weight already. She's on Cosequin for her joints, so she's living her best life. But she scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, they do that. They do that.
Also that day, a member of my church, her granddaughter was born and sent directly to the ICU in Macon. So
Oh
I
boy.
felt so helpless on the 6-hour drive to Nashville.
Ugh.
It was awful. But it was great. It was great. And on the way up, I also stopped at Candler and had lunch with a friend of mine that works there. And I got to see some of my professors, and they were like, "Oh my God, you're back." And I'm like, "Is that a good thing or a bad thing?" And they were like, "We don't know
Right.
how long." But yeah, no, it was great. So it was really, really good. The other thing, I know, look, I'm trying to let Maggie have her best life. I am. I am trying. I don't want her to ever have to be in a crate with the door closed. She has access to her crate. She has two of them, actually. One that I had for the cats when they came in when it was really cold, and one that I was given when I received Maggie. She can go in any of those crates she wants. But I don't want her to ever be shut in a crate. But she snores like a freight train. So Katie doesn't sleep. So she sleeps in the laundry room with the crate door open so she can walk around if she wants to, stretch her legs, get some water. Well, in my guilt of even doing that, I decided that I wanted to bring her joy by singing Rod Stewart's Maggie May to her every morning. And so honey and I sing Maggie May to Maggie every morning that we go in there to get her. And then I felt guilty that honey didn't have a theme song.
Of course.
So hers is Tupelo Honey. So I play Tupelo Honey when we're snuggling in the bed before we get up, so she'll know we're about to have to get up and go get Maggie. And then we play Maggie May. And of course, the first line is, "Wake up, Maggie. I think I've got something to say to you." And we sing that to her every morning, and it makes her so happy. And so then I thought, well,
Good.
why not just get a whole list of them? So we have a car riding playlist of all the Honey and Maggie songs, and they could care less, but I love
Listen,
it.
these are the micro joys that
Yes.
we must find in these times in which we live.
Yes,
I
indeed.
think it's great.
So yeah, so we just have the best time. Chris Stapleton has a Maggie song about a dog that dies, and it makes me cry every time I hear it. But that's on there. Taylor Swift has a song called "Honey" about how people use that term in a derogatory way, but by the end of it, she redeems it for the people that love her. And so that's on there. The Beatles' "Maggie May" is on there. So it's a really great playlist.
Well, good.
Yeah, so there's
Good.
that. And then today in the mail, I bought a pair of Sam Edelman boots, which I love my Sam Edelman boots. They go with everything. They're slip-on little ankle boots. They're great. But because I bought them from Sam Edelman, I now get the catalog. And in the summer shoe catalog, I shit you not, Mandy, they're making jellies again. And
How
I,
I've been making jellies.
what in the world? Sweaty feet in South Georgia and jellies are never gonna happen. I will not be wearing jellies. Why, Sam Edelman? Why?
I don't even understand the like basket weave shoe.
That there's all those too. I don't get it. I don't get it. They're not even cute, I don't think.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm with you.
So
Not a big
that,
fan.
yeah, that was crazy. So that was my kind of week in summary. It's been a great week. The weather's warming up, the tulips are blooming, so that's been really nice to see some kind of spring springing, although my car is yellow already from the pollen.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Yep, so there's that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mandy, I am excited to see this book. I've never heard of it, so tell me all about it and your books.
It is called The True Story of Raja the Gullible.
Okay. Add it to my TBR on StoryGraph.
Let's see who the author is. Yeah, I can't pronounce the author's name. We'll put it in the notes.
Yep.
It is another one of those books that sort of hops between timelines. It follows a young man in Beirut. And it kind of hops back and forth from sort of modern day and his childhood. And there was a period of time in his childhood when he was kidnapped. And so it kind of covers that, but it's humorous more than anything. It kind of focuses on his relationship with his mother. And she is a riot. Her favorite saying is F your mother,
Oh.
as you would imagine,
Okay.
right? Yeah. So, but anyway, it's just a great sort of, it's very funny, but also very heartwarming with some trauma mixed in as well. And I just really enjoyed it. So, the true story of Roger the Gullible.
And I've never heard of this. I'm so excited. I love these little treasures that we find sometimes.
I can't remember where I heard about it, but it was great.
I love that.
Yeah. So, talk to us about your favorites, Katie.
Well, I have several from Nashville. If you're ever in Nashville, Mandy gave me a lot of these, so she already knows most of them. I think I may have one that you don't. And I'm hoping, or two, I'm hoping to introduce you to some things as well. But, my whole, on my bucket list, like not the weird bucket list of things I get to do in South Georgia that I never thought I wanted to do, but like my actual bucket list of life was to go to Parnassus Books, which is our one of our favorite authors who we've talked about here a bunch, Ann Patchett. That is her bookstore. And so I went to Parnassus Books, and it did not disappoint. It is a beautiful bookstore. Everyone was lovely. It was very well stocked. I got several books, but what she also has is a shelf full of books that she signed. And so I got my bestie down here one of her favorite books of Anne's that she signed, and I got myself one that I had never read before for me to read that and signed. So it was well worth the trip. It was not far from where we were staying. We were staying right, actually, we were staying at this place. I should have said this before, but it's called Skerrit Bennett, and it used to be a women's missionary college 100 years ago, and it looks like Hogwarts. And so it's right on the
On
edge of
21st,
Vanderbilt. I think
is it on
so, yeah.
21st?
Yeah.
My sister used to live when my sister was in nursing school. There's a, if you're headed towards Hillsborough Village from where you were staying, there's a apartment, like a red brick apartment complex right on the corner, and we called that Melrose. That's where my sister lived
It's a great
in
little
nursing
place
school.
to have a overnight kind of meeting. It's a Methodist, old Methodist college that they've turned into this place. Anyway, so Parnassus Books was great. The
That's
other
beautiful.
thing, the other place I went shopping that day was a place called The Perfect Pair. And it's a boutique in Nashville that one of my very best friends from Macon actually used to own after she went to Vanderbilt. So she and her best friend Whitney Dunn, who, yes, of course, it's
Uh-oh,
Ronnie
right.
Dunn's daughter. So it's called The Perfect Pair. I got a sweater that was on sale and a skirt and a top. So I don't know if you've been there, Mandy, and Mandy, of
I
course,
got
is frozen right this minute, but
you're back.
oh,
Oh,
good.
no, I have not been there. I have not heard of it.
Oh, you need to go.
So I'm
It is
excited to
really
check it
cute.
out.
Yes. So upstairs is the sale, and that's where I got a sweater that I had to wear because it was cold. But they have real, they're very sweet
Yeah.
people, really cute sales associates. They curate some really fun clothes that are not like, they're clothes that you and I would wear. They're not like too young, revealing stuff. So it was great, and they were very kind and sweet, and I loved it. So,
Well, good.
yeah. So there's that, the perfect pair, and it was okay, friends. Thank you for being patient. If you heard a big gap or a just drop off, it's because my Wi-Fi is terrible today, and it cut us off in the middle of our Zoom. But I told Mandy that I would record the end of my favorites and get that spliced in and get it uploaded. So we will have a full, a full episode. So I apologize to Mandy and to everybody, but this, our Wi-Fi situation in the woods is just terrible. So when I left off, I was telling you about my favorite boutique in Nashville. It's called The Perfect Pair. But the two places I went to eat were both places that Mandy recommended, Lachlan Table and Pancake Pantry. And Pancake Pantry is like a Nashville staple. It's like an elevated IHOP. It is so good. I got a sampler of three different pancakes. I got a cinnamon, no, I got a pumpkin with cinnamon syrup, and they brought a whole vat of it to the table. And I also, pro tip, put it in my coffee to flavor my coffee. It was delicious. I got a blueberry pancake, which I adore blueberry pancakes and waffles, with a blueberry compote that was divine. And then I went rogue and I got a savory pancake. And the savory pancake was a cornmeal pancake that had, it was like a Southwestern. It had cheddar cheese and it had green chilies, and you could top it with a with sour cream and a salsa, and it was also delicious. And I love that I could try a variety of things to figure out what was my favorite and what I liked, because that way I could sample everything that they had to offer, which was a very wide variety of offerings. Highly recommend the Pancake Pantry in Nashville. The other place that I went the night before was, Mandy sent me a whole list of her favorite restaurants, and I looked at all the menus, and I thought the one that had the most on it that I thought I would like was, and they all look great, but this one was called Lachland Table, and it did not disappoint. It was a real neighborhood, eclectic kind of place. I had a beautiful pappardelle homemade pasta with a short rib ragu, and I never met a short rib I didn't like, and it was delicious. And for dessert, I got a warm, like pan, cast iron skillet chocolate chip brownie with, it had ice cream on top, and it was just divine. And I may or may not have gotten two of their smoked old fashions. I was taking an Uber that night so I could do that. And it was just the most delightful place. The waiters, I was just there, me reading my book. The waiters were wonderful. They asked me what I was reading. They loved that I was by myself reading and enjoying a nice meal. They were very kind. It was wonderful. I will say, in this chocolate chip, warm chocolate chip cookie, it was a Nashville Chocolate Company chocolate chips, and I swear it made it 10 times better. And the name of the chocolate is Olive and Sinclair Chocolate Company, and so I've linked that in my favorites as well because it was delicious. And I just fell in love with this place and this menu and this chocolate. The other two things I thought I would bring to you, two new TV shows that I've been watching that I was intrigued by. One is one of the Yellowstone spinoffs with Casey Dutton as a U.S. Marshal on Paramount Plus. There's only been one episode. So far, it's really good. I love Casey Dutton. He's really fun to look at, and he takes his shirt off. So there's that. And then the next one, if you like Stumble, which I've talked about before, it is kind of the parody with Kristen Chenoweth and some other people you recognize of the cheerleading, junior college cheerleading world. If you like that, then I think you will like The Rise and Fall of Reggie Dinkins. And it is with Tracy Morgan plays Reggie Dinkins, who bets on himself in a football game and gets caught. And then Daniel Radcliffe plays a documentary filmmaker trying to redeem Reggie Dinkins. And it is hilarious and weird in that stumble kind of way. And I have loved it tremendously. It is really funny. And if you like Abbott Elementary, if you like Stumble, then you will like this very much. So I recommend it. And it's on NBC. And so, yeah, there we go. So those are my favorites. I'm sorry that we don't get to see what Mandy's doing this week, but I'm sure next week she'll tell us. Don't forget to watch the World Baseball Classic and go find your people.